From WTJU, this is Arts on Grounds. I'm Kirsten Hemrick. For this week's episode, we will be speaking with Matthew McLendon, the newly appointed director and chief curator of the Fralin Museum of Art at the University of Virginia.
We are about to start installation on the bulk of our spring exhibitions, which I'm really excited about. It's interesting, I think people who aren't in the museum field don't realize how far we plan ahead. So in the museum world, we like to plan 3 years out, 5 years out if we can, definitely 2 years. So while I'm really excited about these exhibitions coming up in the spring, I can't take any credit for them whatsoever. So it's kind of fun to just be able to sit back and, you know, have them be a surprise for me as they are for our audiences. This kind of group of exhibitions that we're about to open really look at the heart of the museum, which is our permanent collection, those objects that we are entrusted with taking care of and loving, and more than that, making sure that they continue to have a life and inform the lives of others. So I it's wonderful. Not every institution is a collecting institution, but I've always worked at collecting institutions, and I really love that part of the mission. The larger exhibition that we're opening, and this exhibition is particularly special because it's been curated not by one of the usual parts of our curatorial team, but by our collections manager, Jean Lancaster. And Jean has been at the Fralin a number of years. I won't say how many. I don't know that Jean wants me to say how many. She's been there a number of years and is younger every day because of it. But, you know, Jean has this unbelievable institutional memory and knows the collection. We have close to 14,000 objects in the permanent collection, and, you know, probably more than anybody. Jean knows that collection intimately and is the person that is one of the people. I mean, we're all charged with the care of the collection, but she as collections manager is really, you know, there on the front lines making sure that the collection receives the care that it needs, bringing in conservators and experts to look at the collection to find out if any conservation needs to be done on work. So she really has been leading that for many years at the Fralin. So what better person to put together an exhibition looking at the history, the life of some of the objects in the Fralin's collection, the life before they came into the collection, and then their life within the collection and in the future, hopefully. There's this wonderful concept that archaeologists have called object biography. This notion that just as we accumulate biography, we accumulate narrative as our circumstances change and as our lives progress, objects, we can think of objects in the same way as accumulating narratives as part of their history. And I think when we start to think of objects as having biography, having that narrative, it opens up all sorts of new possibilities of interacting and understanding why they have been important and why these objects continue to be important culturally. So I'm really excited about, I'm going to do it again, collect, care, conserve, curate the life of the art object.
Please listen carefully.
Matthew McLendon is the chief curator of the Fralin Museum of Art at the University of Virginia. Check out these events happening this week. The Virginia Concert presents their mid-season Masterworks concert, Mozart Requiem, with full orchestra and soloists featuring the Virginia Concert Festival Chorus, this Sunday, March 5th, 3:30 p.m. in Old Cabell Hall. On Thursday, March 2nd, head out to Millie Coffee Roasters for another installment of the MFA at UVA Reading Series. The event will begin at 9 p.m. and feature readings from poets Sarah Brickman and Ryan White. Last, jumping forward to Thursday, March 11th, experience the restorative power of art and join docent June Hines for an hour exploration of art through a variety of meditative practices. The event will take place at the Fralin Museum of Art and will start at 11 a.m. Reservations are required, so head to the Fralin's website for more information. Arts on Grounds is a production of WTJU and WXTJ with generous support from the UVA Arts Council. I'm Kirsten Hemrick. This episode was produced by Chase Browning, Lona Manick, and myself. You're listening to WTJU.